it can often be misleading to sort of read tea leaves from oral arguments at the Supreme Court. But I was encouraged by the questions asked by Justice Kavanaugh and by Chief Justice Roberts.
Senator Chris Coons warns ACA supporters should not get too excited because two conservative justices pushed back on arguments to strike the whole law down. The Trump administration and a group of GOP-dominated states contend the mandate language eliminated by Congress in 2017 is so interwoven with other provisions of the ACA that the whole law is now unconstitutional. But Senator Tom Carper took what he heard Tuesday as a good sign a majority of justices will keep the law on the books.
It's encouraging that the Supreme Court gets this and that they seem to be inclined to continue to allow this law that's helping so many people to continue. Tens of millions of people benefit from this law. And to say we're going to get rid of the Affordable Care Act in the middle of a pandemic, really? Why would we do that?
Carper notes the law isn't perfect and he's optimistic it can be improved in a Biden administration. Coons agrees.
There are big pieces of the Affordable Care Act that got reversed or defunded in recent years. We have to look hard at how to strengthen access to quality health care.
The court is expected to make a decision on the Affordable Care Act later in his term. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.